Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you to our studio audience and to all of you who are listening or joining us on Facebook Live, or you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, or you're listening here.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to welcome you to the Friday edition. Remember, this is another of those overflow shows from our Monday show on News for the Soul. We get so many calls that a lot of times we can't get to everybody. Mm-hmm. And besides, we enjoy this so much.
We love it.
That we just have to have an excuse to schedule another show.
We need it.
So, all right, I think what my little part is, remember, we're using ordinary playing cards, like what you would get for poker or solitaire, unless you folks on the other side of the pond, in case you do it differently.
Right, cricket
cards. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Anyway, yes, this is not tarot, not oracle, not angel either, or any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. I want you all to know that I did not study any of the others because I always feared what I was, you know, learning would be absorbed and come out through the method. And I didn't want to do that, dilute it in any way. So that's my little spiel. Now we're going to go to Jimbo Baggins.
That's right. We want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And once again, we've already, because we had a pre-show before the radio show actually started, we already have international folks. But if you're also an international viewer or listener or whatever, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out.
Sure, we will.
You already given a bunch of UK shout-outs. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. Or you can messenger Deborah Lee. Don't messenger the Psychic Love Doctor.
The international members.
Well, we have locals that have messengered us, too, for whatever reason. Yeah. They couldn't call in for something.
That's
whatever.
Fine.
Yeah. And then we get Skypers, too. That's Skype the number, and it shows up as all ones for us. That's how we know you're a Skyper.
Right. And if you do use Messenger, bear in mind it's free, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, it's Facebook Messenger. All you got to do is have Facebook, and you usually have Messenger with it.
Right.
And you can Messenger the show. And if for one of those reasons you can't do that, then the lines go dead. Messenger goes dead, and then we'll turn to the folks that are just there to type. That's all they can do. So it doesn't mean you need to leave if you hear us giving readings. It doesn't mean they're going to last for the whole hour.
Right.
Like it's unpredictable. And when you do call in, you'll hear a couple little messages, automated messages, and then you'll hear the show. Mm-hmm. And they even say, you listen to the show while you wait. So everything's cool if you're hearing the show on your phone. Everything's good. You're in line. You're in the queue. We can see everybody in the queue. You will not be forgotten.
Oh, unless Jim...
unless I 86 you by accident. And if you do, just call right back.
Sometimes that happens.
It does, because they play little games and they swap these things around randomly, too. Yeah. It's not even any logic to it. Like right now, they're not even telling me hold times. But
I love it.
That one's got a little hand, so I'm thinking that one's first, and it's on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That or that's some kind of evil symbol. I don't know what that is.
I don't
is.
Think so.
Yeah. But when you do call... You're going to be on speaker while you wait because that's what you got to do when you're on hold. It sucks otherwise. But as soon as you get us, go off speaker.
Do we have music when they're on hold?
No, they listen to
the
show.
They're hearing the show.
They hear the whole show.
Then that's even better. You'll know exactly where to come in.
Well, we'll announce the area code, too. And you'll hear us. You will know. Because I will have to unmute you. So even if I have multiple area codes from the same one, only the one's going to be able to talk.
Right.
So it'll all be good. We got control.
And bear in mind, have a rather specific question. If you're brand new, no problem. Give us a few details about your life because it helps me familiar with you as I go into your reading. I feel a connection,
to
you. I was going to also say, though, remember, we really only have time for one question.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so you don't have a side.
If you really want, and we have people that do that, my block dedicated just to you, go to thepsychiclovedoctor.com. And you can arrange.
And right through there, you could even go right on my 800 number.
Yeah, right at the top of the page, it'll tell you if she's on her 800 number, just standing by. You can call her a second. If that thing's green, you can call.
And I'm the only one on there
currently. Yeah, right.
So,
or you can arrange. There's other, just go on your website. There's lots of info.
Yes.
Lots of info. All right, I'm going to give that number out again, and that messenger, it is 515-602-9676, or you can messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger, but do not do so now. Only the messenger folks, because we can't put you, we don't have a queue hold system.
Right.
Only messenger us when we specifically ask, hey, we need a messenger. Otherwise, we're going to have to hit not now, and we don't like to do that.
Yeah, we don't like to put we're
going to have to disconnect you guys for doing another reading or something. So, all right, shall we get to it?
Let's get to it.
All right, let's see here. Our first.
Oh, your hand up, I see it.
Yeah, our first caller is 216, which is in Ohio, 216.
Welcome to the show, the Psychic Love Doctor Show. What's your first name?
Hey, how's it going? This is Desmond. You told me to call back because it was short on time.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Well, Desmond, good. Yeah, nice to hear from you. So tell us, what's going on in your little slice of life?
Last time I talked to you, we didn't have enough time to complete it, but it was me and my female friend, my lady friend, Robin, and she'd been through a lot of trauma in her past. We got a thing for each other, but she has a lot, you know, kind of like free zones because all that trauma she's been through, you know, relationships, because she got to have a bad relationship like a year ago, so it's just like, should I just, I don't know, can you just keep her as a friend? I don't want to hurt her. I mean, I'm attracted to her and we get along, but it's just a kind of a fickle situation.
Understood. Are you intimate? I know it's a personal question, but have you been intimate with her?
We got a little frisky one on our birthday.
I love that. Okay. So she is still experiencing,
emotional side effects
from her trauma. All right, but did you want me to look at where she's at, where you are concerned?
Yes.
Okay, well, that I can do. So I'm going to do that, and the folks here are going to keep chatting so that we don't have dead air.
Well, you have to just tell us what you've been going, what's been going on the last couple of weeks since you last called.
Have you seen her? Yeah,
we work together, so we talk like every other, on the phone like every other day, not every day, but, you know.
Okay. So you're able to keep track of her?
Yeah.
And Desmond, I want to know, does she know your feelings for her? Or do you just keep it very friendly, just casual?
You know, she knows, I say she knows enough. You know, she knows enough that I care about her.
Okay. And because you guys did try to, like, don't want to say hook up, but you did try, but it just was just too much. She had too much going on.
You were a little frisky, and then...
And then you had to cool down. Okay.
Well, I've got to tell you. Here's what I'm getting from her. And did you say her name is Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robin. All right. What I'm getting from her is that she does have very deep feelings for you, Desmond. The difficulty is that she fears taking a risk. For one thing, she sees you as a very happy-go-lucky, you know, you're a guy who, come on, you can help me, Veronica.
I think he sounds cool. He uses the words fickle and frisky.
Yeah.
And that's hard to come by. So I feel like he's old school.
She has feelings for him, but she's scared. Mm-hmm. Her, being traumatized. And I've been one in the past, a person who's been traumatized. You have also, Veronica. When that has been an experience, it's easy for it to, it's almost like it can just
whoosh in and whoosh out.
Yeah, true. I feel that she wants to get closer to you. Own, you know, it's her, it's like her defenses go up immediately. Well, I wonder if anybody's going to be able to get through to her in the very near future. I'm going to say not in the very, but I think you are the likeliest candidate to break through. I mean, it's almost like she's got a cement overcoat on to protect herself.
Right.
And she, you know, it's funny how women can be.
Oh, really? Yes. Mm-hmm.
We meet a man who's probably, you know, a prince.
Right.
The right, you know, our Mr. Right.
Yeah.
But we're so scared of making a mistake that we could, you know, let it pass us by. But I don't know. I think that she really, to be honest with you, I think she wants very much to open herself to you. Okay, she wants you to be real, Desmond. But she knows that, you know, you're kind of like a big man on campus. He's got lots of friends, very outgoing. And, she actually has very low self-esteem and worries that if you saw the real Robin, you wouldn't like her anymore. And I don't think that's true at all. I think, if anything, it would make you love her even more to see her be real. So what I'd say is give it more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep doing what you're doing. She's frustrated, but I think it's in a good way because her feelings, her female juices are flowing, but she wants to...
That made us all a little busy, just saying.
Well, okay. I didn't know how else to put it. There's definitely a very sensuous, sexually... passionate woman inside of her. It's just a matter.
She's just hiding behind that.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
That little wall there.
So Desmond, just don't come out too strong. Instead of telling her, God, you've got a great ass.
Right.
You know, I would say, I just love your heart. You know, compliment things about her that aren't physical.
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely comment on who she is as a person, how she is with her people around her, who is she to work with. I don't know. I mean, you could keep on doing what you have been doing.
And she'll open up more and more.
Yeah.
She'll trust you.
Trust is exactly what.
Now, Desmond,
continue to be a friend.
Before we go on to your, forgot to tell everybody, we're going to have Rebel card readings after my reading. And I think you're going to end up getting good, Desmond.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to mention before we go to that is you have an opportunity coming up soon that is really going to increase your income. You're going to make more money, Desmond.
That's some good news. I like to hear that.
And it's like it's like a job that you could only imagine getting, and it's going to get handed to you.
Nice.
Yeah. So... like I said, just keep on keeping on with both Robin and your working life and watch and see what happens.
Yeah, I would keep on being a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think that shows in how you called and you've been respectful of her and her stuff that you're not like, well, when are we going to get at it? You're always calling just saying, how's she doing? Is she going to move past her stuff? Are we going to continue to be friends or what's going to happen? And I think that's very cool.
Do you call her like baby girl? You say, hi, baby girl, how are you? Women love terms of endearment.
We really do sometimes.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hot mama, just might not.
Sugar britches might not be another one that people like. I don't like that.
She's laughing.
Nothing with food, you know, like don't say, oh, my little kumquat or something, you know, just saying. I had a friend that called me sweetie, and that was what we called each other for years, so I don't know, it might be something like that. Old school, go old
school. Yeah, old school, definitely. Like you're courting her.
Yes,
ooh.
I love that.
Women really do.
Yeah. Okay, here is your rebel. You are talented and flipping amazing.
As in fracking.
No, as in fracking. The world needs your power, use your voice. Don't use it for dumb shiz.
As in shit. You've got a lot going on for yourself.
I think it's very exciting.
And we see potential. It's huge. You sound kind of young. Are you like in your 20s or what's your
age? I'm 50.
Are you like 40?
You said 50.
50? I would never believe that.
No, me neither.
You sound really young.
Yeah, you have a young pup voice.
Yeah. So.
I was sure you can't tell by the voice thing.
No.
Awesome.
All right. Well, honey, you take care. Remember, we're here. Actually, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
So.
We'll hope to hear from you soon.
All right. Good luck. Things are.
Good luck.
All right. Take care, hon.
Thanks.
Fickle and frisky.
Yeah, fickle and frisky.
No,
so he's got some
that.
Old school in him.
Totally
yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
I love his laugh. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I was silent because our very own Lynn has, that's why I had to go get the phone.
Lynn has blessed us?
No.
Oh.
Every time she calls, she says she gets a message that says there's no show scheduled or something like that to get hung up on. But it must be something in California because I called in and I got right to you.
Can she call?
Well, when we have an opening. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
Lynn, we want to talk to you.
Write your governor.
Hey, what,
the heck? What the heck is happening?
That's crazy crap going down there.
I put that Lynn has called, that Lynn is there somewhere.
I mean, she's here on Facebook talking to us, but I mean,
awesome.
But
that's crazy.
It is. And I thought, well, there's a problem, but I called
Jim
right
called.
In and I saw a number pop up on the list. So she's got, it's got to be a real, self, I don't know, who knows.
What was it? One of the kids
Blog
told
talk.
Us that
talk.
Verizon was going through yeah, some,
I
that was,
on
you.
Monday, the kids.
Well, you're a kid.
Okay. I'm up there with dead.
But now, she
yeah.
got through, though, to the actual blog talk and got an automated message from them, so some weird stuff going on.
Weird shizzle.
We'll have to research that.
Double, triple, quadruple check the numbers you're dialing, because if you're a digit off, it could be for another show that isn't scheduled. They just, when people sign up for Blog Talk, there's a billion people out there with shows, and they give us a number. And that's
yeah.
your number forever and ever until you quit the show.
You die.
And that one digit off, it could be the area, any one digit in all those numbers could be another show that
it
is not
be.
Scheduled. So
I
that's all I can
that.
Say. That's all I can say about that. That's all I got to say about that.
Because we are here. We are not a figment of the imagination.
No, we are reality. Which, you know, she's
here.
Not
I'll check with Blog Talk, find out what's the scoop.
No, they're...
What's
later.
The scoop?
Are you gonna, I just got through.
No, but with she's in California.
But I don't think it's that because she got through to the radio station. She got an automated
message.
Do you
remember Jeanette said she kept calling and couldn't get through either? So...
She couldn't get through. She got through, and they said, yeah, you have no show scheduled, and hung up on her.
Crazy.
Crazy. But anyway, all right. Maybe when she's the cell phone thing, they're
yeah.
routing it to the wrong place. It could be a Californian thing. But a Blog Talk has no control over that. All righty, then. Let's not keep our next caller.
Oh, yes. Who's waited
first
long
of all,
enough?
Yes, let me – yeah, actually, they were like right there when the show started, probably before, I'm assuming. Let's remind everybody that – that number to call in is 515-602-9676. Be very careful on the digit you punch. Or when we tell you, messenger us Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Yeah, and I've received a lot of friend requests, and I'm very close to Facebook deciding I've had enough friends, but I keep... Well, they decide everything, don't they?
Yeah, they are Gestapo.
So I go down to the way bottom where these people have been around since like 2014, and I don't hear anything from them, so I kind of send them on their way. Yeah.
They have decided that you have enough friends.
Yeah.
You know what's hilarious?
What?
You know how Facebook likes to say, hey, you had this memory 6, 7, 8 years ago? I could never repost that now. I'd be put in Facebook jail. I'd be executed. I'd be standing
oh,
in the
I know.
Gallows.
Jim, you
and they let it all fly. They were cool 6, 7, 8 years ago. Cool.
What they need to do is put out instruction that we can read telling us what to do and what to don't.
I wish somebody would curb them and say, you can say anything you want in this social media thing. We don't care if you offend. If you don't, if people are offended, then they should hit the road.
Well, they're worried about
trail.
Children too, but you offended me.
You know what?
Doing this.
You know what? Take off your skirt, Heidi. If you get offended, then wham. Like, you know what? Life. Remember what one thing that. One thing I heard on the radio, life hits harder than any punch you'll get. You know what? And if you can't handle life's punch, then check out.
What?
Check the F out.
Are you advocating?
I'm advocating to build your little bubble. No, I'm not advocating to jump off a cliff. I'm advocating build your little bomb shelter in your bubble now and just hunker down there so nobody can
upset you.
All right.
Thank God we have a caller.
We do have a caller. Geez. And this is kind of cool.
What?
As well. Oh, actually, I should probably
turn them on.
This caller is 907, and Google says that's in Alaska. 907.
Woo. Welcome to the show. Your first name, please.
Shalette.
Billis?
Shalette?
Shalette?
Correct.
Shalette.
Oh, I love it. What a name. Thank you for calling us. And are you actually in Alaska?
Yes, in Fairbanks.
Well, you get the prize. We really don't have any, but you get the prize for being our first Alaska
call. Well, we almost want to give them an international shout-out, which is kind of wrong. it's wrong. They're not international at all, but damn, you're far away.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and what a gigantor state it is, too. Gigantor.
It is.
Beautiful.
Oh,
you,
no
I
doubt.
Mean, yeah.
I have some people that I know that are moving there next year. How cool.
Do you wave to Russia?
Yeah, if you look.
Only Sarah Palin. He used to be my former boss, so yeah. Only she can wave to Russia. But no, when I was, like, working for the state of Alaska, you could see Russia from, like, the islands off the coast and the Bering Sea. You can see the land.
Is that the illusion?
So, but, yeah. So when she was running for office, that joke, I remember because I was there, and that joke was real for me because I could actually see Russia.
Oh, my God.
That is a true statement.
Well, people may now be wanting to flash the bird at Russia with all that's happening in the world.
Not a lot of people heavy populated there in that Russian area over there on that side, but yeah.
Well, tell us. You have to welcome her aboard.
Yeah. Shalette, you're a brand new caller. Welcome.
No, you're not a newbie anymore. Exactly. You're a member of the PLD family. What?
How did you find our show?
Yeah.
Just on Blog Talk.
Cool.
It was by chance. Just on Blog Talk.
Oh, yes.
Kick butt. We like it.
Well, tell us a little bit about you. I can feel that important familiarity. And then what your specific question is for your reading.
Jesus, it's been a weird life, but I'm originally from the Virgin Islands, and I live in Alaska now, so.
Wow.
That's a night and day change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Do you have a partner?
No, I run away from relationships, like the plague. I don't deal with them. I stay to myself, and I'm really, really shy, but I'm really, really picky as well. And I'm really sensitive to other people's energies. So I can tell who I'm supposed to be with and who I'm not immediately.
Awesome.
And so I'm very sensitive because I'm a healer, like an energetic healer.
That's wonderful.
So I can and my grandma was psychic. And my grandmother can move stuff with her mind and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, she's from Curacao, which is another island in the Caribbean. And so she was also a healer, and she was super psychic. And she could tell you what you're thinking at the time you were thinking it. And so
now that is scary.
The CIA was trying to.
No, what? She looked at me like, nope, don't even think about it. I was like, God damn it, how did
CIA
you know?
Wanted it for a while, though, trying to find those kind of people.
She could have worked for the CIA.
Yeah, they wanted to put spies out there so they could just read people's minds and report back to them.
Well, tell us now, what would you like me to look at in your cards?
Like my family.
Okay, tell me a little.
Here's what happened in the last 2 years, because my mother was dying of cancer, but I know my father smothered her with a pillow and killed her. And
wow.
So I know that much. Cause the problem is I was like a few feet from the house. I knew something was going to happen within hours before I wasn't sure. Now I'm staying with my sister. The thing is, I want to leave my family and know that they'll be okay, because I don't think this is the healthiest environment for me.
All right,
to be around them.
All right, so this is going to be about your family. Will they be okay if you leave from there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You two go ahead, speak with her while I lay out her cards.
Talk a moment. Okay. So I don't want to go and talk about that.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Put that over there. And
yeah, it's a bad thing in the past.
Yes, definitely. How long ago was this?
2 years.
Pardon?
How long ago?
About a year and a half, exactly.
Did he admit to it, or did you psychically pick this up?
No, I saw the dead body. I work for law enforcement. I know what a smothered body looks like. I know what it looked like. And even the cops, like, the problem with this was the cops even said that this was not a normal death. The police officer came to me first and goes, she was murdered. Who was in the house? And I go, it was only myself and my father. And the weird thing about it was the door was open the entire time I was there, up until that night. Suddenly it was locked, and I remember I went to go check on her, and he's like, oh no, everything's okay. And I knew something was wrong. I just knew. And when I saw the body, I was like, I just looked at him, and I go, ooh, you murdered her.
Wow.
And the cops told me, like, if you didn't see it, there's nothing we can really do about it. But they also suspected that he murdered her.
That's lame.
Because they said it looked like she was smothered to death.
That's terrible.
Well,
was she
in severe pain?
Yeah.
And was she terminal and he was helping her out? Or do you think...
No, she was getting better. Her health was improving.
Oh, and he didn't want that.
You know...
Right.
Karma's going to know his address.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Might be down the road when he meets his maker, or it might be sooner.
Oh, I think it'll be sooner. But as for you, to answer your question, I want to tell you the family members. First of all, let me ask you. I'm picking up that you've got a dream. There's something really important that you want to do with your life. And does it mean relocating? Because I'm seeing that you are going to go a great distance at a point in the future.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, right now I've been, studying, the markets and...
Yeah.
Just for financial reasons to get out of here. But my dream is to be a writer and that kind of thing, so...
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. They're going to be okay, but they're going to be very angry that you got out, all right? And you are going to, I see a lot of abundance around you. And you're right. You do have to leave there. This is not where her
destiny.
Success.
It's not her destiny.
No, it's to be out of there. And life is really going to open up for you. But be aware, they're going to be angry. Do you help any of them financially?
Yes.
That's why they're going to be angry.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Because of that, not because of love.
Well, it's maybe it's wrapped
it's
up
probably,
in
it's
love.
It's probably a combination of the two.
No, I don't feel loved by any of them. I really don't. I never felt loved by my mother. Even when my mother was alive, I didn't feel loved by her. I know I feel loved now that she's crossed over. But in my father, I mean, I shot him when I was 16 and ended up in jail because he would have murdered my brother because he was beating him with a baseball bat. And then I never felt love from my brother or my sister. I felt like this whole life was cursed, like I'm cursed or something.
No, but you're
one of my family members.
Yeah, but you know, and you where she, you did speak and say you wanted to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a hell of a movie script right here.
Yeah.
And remember how Chandra, what's her last name? Chandra. Oh, she's the one that that dreamed up Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
and
Chandra Ryan?
Yeah. You know, remember the way she got started?
Yeah.
All she did is send in a script, and she had no background, and look at how things have, I mean, those people on the show were being paid over $1 million, you know, per month. So I think you really need to believe in yourself, get away from that bad energy. And you know something I'll tell you very privately here?
Right, with no one else listening.
I mean, aside from the criminal activity, I come from a lot of the same kind of family with the dysfunction, you know, and the, well, you've suffered abuse. You know, there's a lot of emotional, particularly abuse here. You need to take your life and get on the road to your own future. It's full of happiness, honey. Truly, truly. And I see a future partner for you that, you know, I know a lot of people say marriage is obsolete. What's going to be a union-like marriage?
A union-like marriage.
Yeah, I mean, that word has many definitions if you look in a good dictionary.
It's true, it does.
Many. Some of them are even not even like people-to-people
right.
things.
You can marry liquor bottles.
Yeah, there's marrying physical marriage.
You just say.
No. She means like mixing together.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's called a marriage.
Together,
yeah.
Becoming one.
Yeah. Yeah. You could take a low. It's illegal. But what is Windsor? Is that whiskey?
Yes.
Yeah. You could take like
Canadian
a
blended whiskey.
A rot gut whiskey and pour it in a Windsor bottle.
Yeah, and that's illegal
marrying.
Pretty much in every single state on earth.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, you don't resonate there. And in fact, there's been so much that's been negative.
Yeah.
It's like you've lived under a whole bunch of really dark clouds. It's time for you to get out in the sunshine. Yeah, your future, look at it's under sure to come true.
Oh, the sure to come true.
There you go.
I use a 24-card layout when I give readings. And the last spread is called Sure to Come True. And I love that spread because I've yet to see something in all these years that didn't come true. And for you, it is everything. It's like Christmas every day once you leave that place.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you have a tremendous talent. I mean, I don't even think you know all the gifts you have yet.
And typically people that go through a lot of adversity when they're young, they either come out one or two ways. They come out super strong and super motivated, or they end up in a gutter.
Right.
And she's obviously not in a gutter.
We're not in a gutter.
She ain't no gutter.
No, she's got a lot.
Oh, no, because I fought myself from a terminal illness. Like I was dying like a few years ago, and the doctors gave me 2 weeks to 2 to 4 weeks to live. So I fought myself a terminal illness, and I mean, all my organs had shut down to the point where I was even blind. I couldn't take care of myself. I couldn't feed myself. I couldn't do anything. And so I fought my way through that, only to have my father murder my mother. So I was like, what was the point of this?
Well, you know what? A whole new life is waiting for you. I can't wait for the day you call into the show and say, guess what? I'm there. I'm on the yellow brick road now.
I'm driving over wherever.
Yeah.
We have had that happen.
Where somebody has just jumped in her car with her stuff, and she went from Delaware all the way to California.
Yeah
we knew somebody did that.
And she got a great job, and, I mean, life just fell into place.
With nothing. They planned to live in their car until things got rolling.
No, that's
what... They were fine with that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's planning on doing that, like just packing up and just going, leaving.
You will. You will. The day is going to come, and you're just going to do it. And remember, the family members are just concerned about the money loss.
They're not concerned about your well-being.
No, not at all. So, let's get a rebel card on.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Is awesome. I think this is the second card that we've had tonight where it's just good and blossoming. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that, shiz.
Yeah, shizzle.
The world has your back.
There, and it's full of angels, I'll bet.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you have to keep on calling.
And remember, in a sense, you're sitting on a gold mine. I mean, that could be a whole Netflix series. That could be a movie. And that could
be... They want to turn my book that I wrote a couple years ago into a movie. So...
Well,
I've gotten offers, but I don't trust these people.
Well, that's when you come to us, and we'll discern from the card.
You can get an agent.
That will help you out
That will help, you know, a reputable agent. Mm-hmm. You can Google them and find other people. A reputable agent that will weed out the ones you can trust and do not trust.
Well, you are definitely facing fame and fortune, and I'll tell you, the more that you are able to write this down, it's going to be an emotional catharsis for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to come out on the other side.
And even if it never gets published, writing it down just may be enough
of
self-therapy. It might be self-therapy.
But I do see, now I'm seeing a lot of notoriety, not just over her family background. This woman is talented. And the time is coming for her to step out. And just remember, when they try to guilt trip you, remember, any one of them could have done the same. Mm-hmm. They chose not to.
When they kind of
chose to take advantage.
When they try to tap into the fame and fortune, that will inevitably happen.
Well, for her, yes, this woman's bound for glory.
But it happens.
Up and coming.
It happens probably to 90% of the people that.
Shalette, you'll need to call back.
Do that stuff like that come from
okay,
money.
Yeah. Well, darling, you call us back. We want to hear from you.
86er.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and God bless you guys, and thank you for
God
the work that you do.
You too.
Before you go, we are on Blog Talk Radio 3 times a week. 2 times it's through the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you can, if you follow us, Wednesdays and Fridays we are typically on. Mondays we're on, and it's with News for the Soul Radio through Blog Talk Radio. So you can find us 3 times a week, basically, if you'd like to keep calling in.
Yes, if you want to watch us live. We stream on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page.
Yeah, you can find
Facebook.
That on Facebook if you are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that'd be great.
So you will see us in the act of, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah. You can like, if you like it, you'll get notified every time that we go live.
Yeah.
Because we also right now are simultaneously broadcasting live on Facebook.
Yeah.
And.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm going to look it.
And we archive all the videos. Facebook, so you can watch them all.
So if you need to go back on this one, you'll be able to review it.
Yeah, if you want to listen to this again, on Facebook, you can do so.
Yeah, and take care.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this very much.
We are so glad you called us.
Yes, our brethren to the far north.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, hon. Bye-bye now.
We love you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Long time.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was cool. That was our first ever Alaska call.
I liked it.
I've noticed things from this week. Things have really, like, taken a turn.
A bad turn?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
With people that really need the insight reaching out to us.
Oh, okay, good.
And that was the makings of one heck of a story.
Well, I got to do a few things because
we
just ran weird and ran way past the hump hour, and we're like two-thirds through the show. Literally, we're only one-third of the show left, but we'll remind everybody that this show is for information and entertainment purposes only.
And we say that so that people who are new to this won't become so swept away by their reading that they just go and make indiscriminate changes
in their
lives.
Small things is always good, but not selling your house.
What was her name? Chantel?
Chalette.
Oh, that's right. Like Gillette. Chalette. My bad. She was a new caller, but she did listen to like a reading before that. So it helps the new caller when they can hear what we're about, you know, when you're on hold and listening.
Oh, she was listening, right.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was the second
caller.
Oh, that's
right. She's been on hold.
She's been on hold for like 20-some minutes, but so she was very patient.
Nice.
What else I was going to say? Oh, I want to give all the numbers out. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Be careful of what digit you hit. You know, when I'm on my cell phone, I misdial a lot. I don't know what it is. It happens a lot. I call like...
Fat finger syndrome.
You know, it's I don't know what it is. It's weird. You know, I don't do it as much on a... Maybe because we're so old, I'm used to the real phones. And on the cell phone, that imaginary little thing that all the young people are like, what are you talking about? I used to.
They go like this.
I screw up quite often.
Yeah.
All right. Can we put Lynn on the
I was going to say, the phone lines are open. So, and if anybody would like to messenger Deborah Lee, now is the time to do so. And we have a couple that are in the room.
Okay.
I don't know if Lynn is still there. I mean, she's out in California, so we know it's much early for her. But it might be early enough where she was busy doing something else. We shall see. Lynn and anybody else that is on Facebook Live and can't do either, type your question in now and we'll take your reading.
Yeah.
So whoever comes first.
And if others like Lynn have had a problem, please you somehow notify us.
Yeah, let us
know. Yes.
I guess
we
got
to know that you're alive. We miss you.
I got right in.
I know.
On this phone.
You know, what's up with your guys' coffee? It always gives me a little high feeling.
I never know what we put in those little cups.
We put morphine in the creamer.
I think, like, not, but I don't know, do you feel high when you're on morphine?
I think it's your...
I've never had it.
Empathic ability. And with,
I only get it when I drink coffee.
Here. Yeah, and I think with us doing the show, there's so much energy that you're reacting.
My head feels a little fuzzy and I'm all like... And then I get really tired.
Well, like, remember to ground yourself.
I need to ground before and after.
Yeah.
Aha.
What?
I think we've had Tracy before.
Yes.
I think it's been a while, though.
Yeah.
Tracy would like to know if she will find... love find her soon? Not her finding it. Will it find her? Maybe people don't realize how they word that. It's like, would love find me?
That's how it should be.
Yeah, maybe she's like kind of tired of looking for it.
Tracy, tell us where you're from or where you're at.
That's cool that she is here with us. Yeah, she'll have to tell us.
Sometimes it says on there.
Sometimes it does, but that's their call. Singing because of that dang song.
Which one?
From Urban Cowboy. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, yeah.
That was some
we
serious.
We all know someone that did that.
That was some serious cowboy crap.
I think
from
everybody.
From the 80s, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Early
80s, I think it was like 1980.
Yeah, I think it was super early 80s. We got a card. Oh, it didn't hit the floor, though.
No, but we're going to assume that it would have.
It landed in your vagina.
It did not.
Far down, Niner. A vagina card. Let's see what it is.
What does that mean?
What is it?
It's indecision and uncertainty. Grandma's head, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. So I would, if I were you, hon, I would expect a degree of uncertainty.
International shout out. She's from Canada.
Well, we love our neighbors to the
from
north.
Ontario.
And you really are
international.
And it's, you know.
I remember those commercials all the time.
What?
Those Ontario vacation commercials. Ontario, like 30 years ago, that was that old, those commercials.
Well, okay. But we actually grew up within driving distance of
Ontario.
Ontario,
yes. Indeedy.
Yeah.
Me too. I was just up the block from Vancouver.
Yeah, she was a little bit closer.
Winnipeg. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver was super close.
Winnipeg was up above us.
Yeah,
okay. We are drifting.
Vancouver was super close for you.
Yes, love is going to find you. There's no doubt in my mind. And even though the uncertainty card did go to kind of fall to the floor, it's in reference to your work. It's saying that I feel that on a level you are being drawn towards something new in terms of your career. And oh my gosh, is it ever going to be great? And you know, what's that saying? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And
that's
Jim,
a fact.
Jim, who is an engineer by day, he can give here, we'll throw in your little advice about when you're job shopping. For you, I think it's going to kind of come right to you, Tracy, but I want Jim to share with you.
Two things. One, when you're job shopping, even if a job you don't want, go for it, interview it, nail it, so at least you got confidence, you know, you can nail it. And plus, sometimes they got this other job that they were, they say, oh my God, we think this is for you. And
this
you're like,
it would be better for you.
Crap, which is what I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Wasn't even, did I no clue about this job. The guy was like, he looked at my background and he goes, yeah, I don't think I care about this computer stuff.
Huh.
Yep. So.
And look at that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's two reasons to do that.
Okay. What are they?
Get the experience to be able to nail it on an interview. And you could turn them down and say, yeah, I don't like this. Sorry. But you nailed it.
Like, I don't get it.
And if you didn't nail it, then you'll do better on your next
or
interview.
Try salary negotiation.
Yeah, or you could be,
you know,
you could say, all right, you can, you'll probably figure out after the interview, oh, I should have done this and then this. And that's cool because you did it with a job you didn't want. So you can be better for the one you want.
Exactly.
I really feel, Tracy, you're going to make the move. You're going to find, okay, one of my favorite sayings in the years I've done these readings is, it slipped out of my mind. It'll come right back.
We're not going to play some Jeopardy here, the music, though.
Oh, I just...
Well, I got it. When desire is greater than fear, there's nothing we can't do. So if you find yourself ever in a situation and this job looks like a plum, like something really good with a lot of great money attached to it, you might be afraid. But you, if you have a stronger desire, you're going to go do it. And the heavens will move. The universe will turn upside down. But, I mean, you can literally make it happen.
So her love reading
desire.
Turned into an you saw
desire.
Some better job ventures.
Yes. And
on the
through
side.
The better job is your soulmate connection.
Oh, that's very common.
The two of you aren't going to like each other at first. I see the two of them reap. Like, isn't it the same sides of a magnet will repel?
Like or oil and water.
Yeah.
Oil and water don't mix.
But it's going to be through that, that dislike for each other that you're actually going to. It's going to be one of those meet cute things you see
I
in the movie.
I had one of those ones. It was nice.
Did you?
It could spark interest. You know, that person pisses me off, but that interests me because I...
Yeah. It was
I
it
want
was
to
like,
piss them off back.
I wanted to piss off back. We wanted to, like, fight and then make up.
That's
fun.
Part of the passion
yeah.
that's growing between them, mm-hmm. that dislike. Mm-hmm. But through that dislike is going to come that wow, aha moment.
Yeah, that fiery stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, international shout out back to the land of Ing,
the
UK. Michelle.
Michelle, glad to have you with us. All right, so that's what I have for you, Tracy. Is that you watch. That's some watch. You don't even have to go hunt this job down. I feel it's going to fall right into your lap. And this is going to be the start of a real career for you. Because there's two different cards in the deck. Six clubs is a card that means work, toil. Earning enough money to pay the bills. Okay, you may not even enjoy...
I hate that money.
Yeah. And then the... Two of Hearts is the card of professional fulfillment.
Ooh.
That is a career step, not a job. So it's good, and I feel you're going to do a lot of travel in the future.
Travel.
Mm-hmm. So now what do we got for rebel cards?
Stand by for your rebel cards. We are rebelling.
That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shiz. The world
same one.
Back.
Same one that you got
yeah,
for.
I shuffled three times. And then I also got don't freaking force it. Allow that shiz to come to you.
And that would be the best advice ever. More so about the love. You know, remember, the universe mirrors our intentions, our feelings, you know, our thoughts. And if you send out things like, oh, love is never going to find me. I'm going to be alone with a lot of cats.
I run from it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
porch with my, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are in the school of thought of this energy thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's negative and positive energy, and a lot of people feel, oh, if just throw out a negative energy out, here comes the other negative. Hey,
yep.
How are you doing?
It will attract.
Negative doesn't make positive.
No.
Yeah, which is opposite of what you would think. You would think that positive would come in, but it doesn't work that way. Oh, Tracy said thank you.
Oh, Tracy,
you're
no
welcome.
Problem. Instead, I would say and put outward, I know that love is coming.
Go
I have faith. I have faith that it will, and I will be ready when that, you know, right time in my life comes. Mm-hmm. So you watch and see. Make sure you let us know. And please come again, because the more you get readings, the more they clarify things.
Things all become clearer.
You.
Sure. And Tracy, if you could like Deborah Lee on Facebook on the Wednesdays and Friday shows, you could messenger us. And believe it or not, your quality of reading is going to go up because it'll be live, one-on-one, no big delay between typing and stuff like that. You'll get a better free reading.
And you can
Up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. But
yeah.
We recommend that you somehow figure out, call in on the phone or call in messengers. Cause
yeah, we'd love to expand on this for you.
Yeah, that one-on-one, you'll get a better free reading because we only can give you so many times.
Yeah.
Because we have others.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Hope to see you again soon.
Oh, yeah, she gave us a nice like. All right. We are wide open. Phone lines, Messenger, and Facebook.
We're running short.
We got a whole bunch of people watching. We got time for another one. That's about it. So the next reading shall be our last reading, maybe.
We'll see.
Right.
No. It's two shirts. It's
two-in-one.
Steinmark before they close.
Oh, I don't think I've seen a lot of the special shirts lately.
It was killed by COVID.
Yeah.
And I can't have an affair with Peebles anymore.
I know.
Michelle.
All right.
Michelle, we're down in just a few minutes. she would like... She has a question that's kind of choppy. She says, about my mind.
Wonder what that would be.
Yeah, you got to have to elaborate, Michelle. There's about a 23 second delay, so.
Like, of all the things I miss my mind most.
No, yeah, exactly. And I said more info. We did Michelle just on Wednesday, too, didn't we?
I think so. It was very recent.
She's got kids to put to bed, right? So she can't really hang and talk to us live and all that stuff.
She is from
the Land of
Aang.
I
think they are.
Oh, them English.
They're great supporters of
the
show. You folks over there are so much more open-minded.
Once we got into the 1900s, we all became allies. Before that, not so much. But, you know, we weren't alive then, so we don't have any hard feelings.
Now, was Christopher Columbus, was he?
He was Italian. Or, no, he was from Spain, right?
He
was Spanish, right?
Anymore.
And he got the ships from the Queen?
Insight about my mind, please. Okay, well, she would like to know insight about her mind.
Well, I really still could use a more specific.
I'll just
wing it for you.
We got 7 minutes. Feed us info, even when she's putting the cards
down.
That'll help. Get more about your mind. Are you worried about your mind? Are you feeling worried about things?
Are you sad?
Are you depressed? Are you, like, really longing something? Give us something.
Alzheimer's.
Talk to us.
Yes, tell us a little bit of...
She's a wee bit young for Alzheimer's.
Well,
she's a wee bit young.
I know someone in her 30s with Alzheimer's.
That almost sounds like a different problem, but okay.
Well, sometimes
it's
so hereditary.
Yeah.
Like,
I know a woman...
See what the cards say, she says. All right. Well, remember, when you ask for a general, wide-open thing, you might not get a narrow, concise response.
Okay, so what's the specific...
No specific.
She just said, I want to know about my mind.
Yep. It's about my mind. See what the cards say. Okay, well, you know what? Deb can roll with that. And it might be kind of vague since you took us to a vague point. But it is what it is. All right, we got little over 5 minutes.
Okay. Michelle, here's the thing that I'm picking up real quick is that I think a lot of times, and maybe others have pressured you in this respect, that you aren't on the same level with everyone. I think in a sense,
yes,
you are in this world,
uh-huh,
not really of this world.
Not of
what
this
I'm saying
world.
There is, I think you have the mind of an alchemist. Alchemy?
Ooh.
You might want to study up on that. I didn't know there was one.
There's been a million games that have that aspect in it.
You mix different things like a bat
even,
and a vampire.
Even when computers were stupid.
It was back in the day.
Well,
yeah.
It also is giving you messages that you may find very hard to comprehend. I don't think it's almost like being, how can I put this?
Maybe that's why she's needing to know.
Yeah. You're not crazy. You're just picking up energy that's on a way higher level. And if people are telling you, hey, what you just said, or you telling us,
we don't understand.
Yeah, we don't get it, and we're worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first thing they'll say is, you're on drugs.
Yeah, like, what have you been smoking? Yeah.
Or you're a whack job.
A whack job.
You're like, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
And
yep.
You know, the thing is, as you get older, you are going to feel it more and more. And you'll reach a point of acceptance.
Right.
Cool. And excuse me, floodgates will open, and I feel you're going to realize you have the ability. A lot of us do. Most of us, I say, would do too. But you're going to know how to literally make things happen. Now,
and
maybe
make things move.
And as everybody gets older,
yeah,
you start giving less of a shit about what people think about you.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a lot of times, not everybody. Everybody's different. But when you're really young and you have to do like these big,
yeah,
college presentations in front of like 50, 100 people, you're like, oh my Lord God. When you get up to like 40, 30, I mean, when I was in college, I went to college back again when I was in my 30s.
Yeah, you didn't care.
I was like, I'm in front of up to 20-year-olds.
Yeah, what are those whippersnappers? No.
Yeah, even if they said something, I'd slam them down with a joke.
Well, I feel that once you connect fully with your gift, you're going to, you're like the other lady who called in, the woman in Alaska. You're like her when once she gets, well, if you have young children, you know, you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
Just live your life right now, but later.
And
yeah, go ahead.
I would definitely get stuff written down.
I would too. And if you have magnificent dreams, write them down.
I would get a dream journal. I would get a notebook that you
get
keep with you all the time. And anytime you have any type of thought or whatever, I'd write it down. I also like putting a dry erase marker in the shower.
Yeah.
And when I'm showering, I write down ideas.
I didn't know that. What's your, what is the rebel card?
2-minute warning.
Rebel card is F fear. It will lie to your face.
There you go.
I that's 1,000,000% true, which obviously doesn't make sense.
And she's feeling a little bit taken aback by the things that people are saying, and she's doubting her thoughts.
Especially if they are of a religious type. I had a lot of elders in my family who are religious, the elders in their church.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, though. They'll say what you're doing is the devil's workshop, but boy, when they have a problem, where do you think they come?
Right.
Hey, Deb. All right, we are under the 2-minute.
Keep going when I do that. Just...
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So this is where we have to tell you. Thank you for listening, for watching. And yes,
Michelle, I wanted to relay. She said you guys are always spot on, and to thank us.
Oh, you are so welcome. What a fantastic future you face.
You got a little over a minute, so.
And everybody else.
You don't have to panic.
You know what? Let's find out what your potential is. A lot of times we think, oh, it's not very big. It could fit in a little box.
Everything you say every time I watch, everything ready.
Good
girl.
We're
down to the 1-minute warning.
All right. You have potential that is huge, like the state of Texas or South America.
Or Alaska.
Yeah,
that's the definition of a huge state.
Grandma always said,
for the United States,
to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. So with that note, I'm going to wish you all a very happy and safe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See us again Monday on News for the Soul Radio, which is here on Blog Talk Radio.